2016 CP Women's Open champion, Arya Jeutanegarn. Arya, what was the key to your strong play this week?
Especially this week, I mean, because I just come back from injury, my knee hurt, and I just feel like I really want to be happy on the course. I really want to have fun with my caddy on the course. That's the only key I want to be.
When did your knee start feeling better and to where you felt like you could play this week and play well?
Actually, after I withdraw, I feel like I might come to withdraw this week because my knees hurt so bad last week. But when I got here on Monday and Tuesday, it's getting a lot better. And first round of the tournament is fine.
We'll open up for questions. If you have a question for Arya, please raise your hand and we'll get you a mic down here in front.
Arya, congratulations. Last year at this time, I think you had missed like 10 cuts in a row at one time, and we know that you had the shoulder injury in 2013. But can you just talk about how hard it was to get through that and how much work it took to get your game back to a level that it was when you first turned pro?
To me, I think it's really, really hard because when I start to miss first cut and I miss 10 cuts in a row, and I just feel like at that time, the only I forgot is I scared to miss the cut. I really want to make the cut, but after that, I feel like I should change my focus. So right now, my focus is what's gonna be good, what I have to do to be good. So I'm thinking about what is under my control, not think about other else.
You mentioned the knee injury, obviously, that you had this year, but then just going back to the shoulder injury, how long did that actually take to feel perfectly normal, that shoulder that you hurt in 2013?
I think it took me almost, I think it's a year, to get normal.
Eric, over here.
If you go back to May when this kind of role started, I mean, to have won 5 of, I think, your last 10 events now, what's happened, what's gone so right for you over that 4-month stretch?
After I won my first tournament, after that, so I feel like I reached my goal. And after that, I feel like I'm not care what my ranking gonna be. I'm not care I'm gonna win this tournament or not. The only thing I want to be is I really want to be happy on the course. That's the only key I want to be right now.
Can you describe what that does for your golf game when you're not thinking about the ranking, you're not thinking about making the cut or whatever maybe was on your mind before? Can you describe how that translates into your golf game?
Because before, when I'm thinking about make the cut, I want to win, I want to finish top 10, everything is getting worse. It's never getting better. I just change my focus to be to be honest to myself. I just really want to be happy on the course. That's all I need.
Yeah, go for it.
We've talked so much here the past few weeks about the impact Brooke Henderson is having on young girls in Canada and young golfers, period. What impact do you hope that you might be having in Thailand?
With your play and winning, how do you feel like you've been inspiring younger players in Thailand?
Sorry. I mean, I got inspired from my sister, from Phanom. They play on tour before me, and I just hope I can inspire somebody when they look up and they know somebody Thai people can win the tournament.
Going back to your mental approach of trying to be happy out there, what inspired that? Who have you been working with to kind of get that mindset for you?
I work with Vision 54, so they help me a lot. Because after I win three tournaments in a row, I'm really straight. I feel a lot of expectation, a lot of fans really want to see me do good, play good. But as I figured out what is the main thing for me to be happy on the course, and that's a key, that's a big key for me.
Anything else? Well, we appreciate the time. Congratulations
again. Thank you.